For this Friday, October 17th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting on. Black Township Fire and Rescue officials say multiple agencies responded to a mutual aid request for a fire at Country Mark Refinery on Thursday. Country Mark officials say the refinery had a unity upset around 10:45 a.m. yesterday that resulted in a small fire. According to their press release, the incident was contained within the refinery. They say no injuries and no off-site impacts were reported. Visit New Harmony posted on their Facebook page that their movie night that was scheduled for tomorrow at the Athenaeum is now tonight because of the weather forecast that is predicted for this weekend. The movie night is free and open to the public. You are encouraged to bring your blankets, snacks, family, and friends. Tomorrow, Expressway Auto Mall of Mount Vernon is having their first annual trunk or treat. There will be dozens of local businesses and community organizations that will have decorated trunks and be handing out candy. There will also be games, prizes, a costume contest, and more. The event is from 2 p.m. until 5 p.m. tomorrow in the north lot at Expressway Auto Mall of Mount Vernon. The University of Southern Indiana held an inauguration ceremony for their new president, Steve Bridges, on Thursday morning. Officials say Bridges became the fifth president of the university after he became interim president over a year ago. He was then appointed to the position back in April. Bridges is the first ever alumnus to have the role. The ceremony included speeches from family members, USI faculty, and some state and local leaders. His family says in President Bridges' 59 years of life, he has only had two employers, a grocery store in his youth, and the University of Southern Indiana. President Bridges is a two-time alumnus of USI, earning a bachelor's degree in 1989 and a master's degree in 1995. Some news out of Evansville. It's that spooky time of the year again, and one of Evansville's most popular family Halloween traditions is making its return. Boo at the Zoo is back at Mesker Park Zoo, bringing plenty of Halloween fun for the whole family. The event runs this evening through Sunday, October 19th, and again next weekend on October 24th and 25th. Families can enjoy Halloween-decorated trails, animal encounters, and, of course, trick-or-treating. Guests can collect candy along the way or opt for a pre-made treat bag. Tickets must be purchased online in advance, and space is limited. There are two sessions each night on Fridays and Saturdays from 5 until 6:30, and also 6:30 to 7:30. On Sundays, the fun starts earlier with sessions from 3 until 4:30 and 4:30 to 5:30. In sports news, tonight is the final week of the high school football regular season, and locally, it's the Battle of Posey County, as North Posey plays at Mount Vernon at 7 o'clock. The Vikings are 6-2 on the season, and the Wildcats have a 5-3 record. While the game is the Battle of Posey County, it is also community night. Fans are asked to bring cans for the food drive that is being put on at the game. Items like canned soups, vegetables, fruit, baking ingredients, rice, and noodles are needed. All proceeds go towards the Mount Vernon Riverbend Food Pantry. As far as coverage of the game, you can listen to the North Posey radio broadcast with Jordan Fisher and Chris Merlin on 98.9 WPIW and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. You can hear the Mount Vernon radio broadcast with Chris Cook and Alan Buck on 106.7 WMVI and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. Week 9 SIAC matchups. Modern Day takes on Wrights. Central is on the road at North. Bossy welcomes Harrison. Memorial travels to Castle. And Jasper heads to Vincennes. Other games throughout the tri-state. Heritage Hills takes on Boonville on the road. South Spencer plays at home against Tell City. South Ridge is at Forest Park. Pike Central hosts Washington. And Princeton journeys to Gibson Southern. Last night in high school volleyball sectional action, Mount Vernon lost in the first round of the Class 3A Sectional 32 at Heritage Hills to Heritage Hills in straight sets. The Wildcats' season ends with a 9-18 record. Tomorrow morning, North Posey Volleyball plays in semifinals of the Class 2A Sectional 48 at Tecumseh High School. The Vikings play Tecumseh at 10 a.m. North Posey is 25-4 overall, and the Braves are 24-8. North Posey lost at home to Tecumseh in four sets during the regular season on September 25th. If the Vikings win, the championship match is tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. That's news and sports for this Friday, October 17th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the News Anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Have a great Friday. Your weather forecast is next.